This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Uh-oh. Live show alert. We have a live show coming up Friday, August 16th in Chicago, Illinois.
Holy crap.
Giordano's.
The Millennium Bean.
The Cubs.
It is at Shuba's, which is a very cool bar. It's an 18 and over show. Tickets are $15. And if you want to get tickets now, you can go to lh-st.com and search for the Hey Riddle Riddle Show. Or just go check out our Twitter, because it's going to be pinned on top of that Twitter, baby.
You know what, boy? And y'all asked for some weekend shows. We're providing a weekend show. This is Friday, August 16th at 9 p.m. $15. That's like a cup of coffee from a place that rips you off. Isn't that right, Aaron?
Exactly. And my parents are going to be there.
Is Mitch going to be there?
No.
Well, come meet us. We're going to have merch for sale, some posters. We're going to stick around afterwards so you can get a picture. You can make Aaron drink a pin, if that's still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get some nice pierogies.
August 16th.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Hey, all you idiots. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And welcome to another episode of Hollywood Nights. Better LA than never.
Yeah, and Hollywood Nights is a great thing to call this episode specifically because of who our guest is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is one of our favorite podcasters.
Yes.
And they do a little podcast called Hollywood Handbook.
Yes.
Hayes Davenport, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Welcome
for having me to HeadGum Studios.
Can you say the name of the podcast?
This podcast? Mm-hmm. It's called Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh, yes, he did
then
it.
You were...
And I select that soundbite and else do plugs.
This is exciting for me. I've never heard a riddle before.
You never eaten Laffy Taffy?
I've never, no.
Or
well,
eat a full popsicle?
I'll eat it, but I don't unwrap it. Is there something under there?
Have you eaten a full popsicle?
No. Again, I just do the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is
open
by the
up
way.
The back of my throat and just drop it in.
This is Adol's classic setup to get you to watch him eat a full popsicle.
Yeah, this is
ever,
how it's done. This
ever
is
seen
my
this.
My teeth hurt just thinking about that.
I'm famous on YouTube. Hayes, thank you so much for being on. What is your relationship with riddles? I know you said you've never heard a riddle, but if you actually have, what's your relationship?
In the Neverending Story, they did one where I think it might have been the Four Legs, Two Legs. Well, you guys done? I don't want to spoil it. Are we doing that this
the
episode?
Riddle?
Fuck. That's the only riddle we prepared.
It's Lieutenant Dan is the answer.
There were some. I've seen a couple of movies. I don't have a strong relationship with riddles, but I'm really looking to develop one.
Yeah. How about
you came to the wrong place?
Yeah. Your siblings? Do you have a strong relationship with your siblings?
You're approaching this like it's a job interview.
What's your best quality?
The job.
Where do you see yourself in five riddles?
Out the door,
hating
great.
Riddles.
What's your source? I'm sure you've talked about. Like, where do you?
I mostly pull. There's a guy named Paul Sloan who's like the king high shit king riddle.
Yeah,
so he's written like 30
he's
books.
So cool.
Wow.
If you on Amazon, if you type in riddle, he's written like 30-50 books.
There's a book called The Bible.
Maybe you've heard of it.
That's our source of truth for this podcast.
A lot of quandaries in the Quran. Muhammad poses a lot of riddles. But Paul Sloan, and then also what's the stories with holes
Nathan
within
Levi
them? Yeah,
Nathan
which is
Levi.
They're all garbage. Yeah. but yeah, this I think these are all Paul Sloan classics.
You've prepared Paul Sloan classics for
today?
I think
these are mostly Paul. Oh, I'm sorry, Paula Deen classics. This is a lot of butter.
Can't wait.
So we're going to do some warm-up riddies. So that's just going to be probably quicker, shorter riddles. The stakes are low. So, Hayes, if at any time you know the answer, just shout it out.
Okay.
A lot of times guests will know the answer and not say it because they'll think that we're stalling for time or trying to do bits.
Okay. But we don't know it.
We just don't know the answer. So if you know it, please shout it out. Don't feel like you're raiding on our parade. We're just bad at riddles.
Got it.
Okay. So these are we're going to do three warm-up riddies that are what am I riddles. So these are going to be what am I riddles.
Okay.
What if you don't know who you are?
What if you don't have a strong sense of self?
Yeah, what if you're still discovering yourself and what your whole brand is?
Self-doubt.
Here we go. I am something that is lighter than a feather and yet harder to hold. What am I?
Smaller feather.
Easy.
It is a smaller.
A sneeze. That's a great answer. Good answer. Ugh. Let's see sneeze on the board.
And you're a Foley artist, right, Aaron? What does a horse sound like going upstairs?
Achoo!
It sounds like a fake sneeze.
It didn't sound like your other sneeze at all.
I can't.
Never repeated a sneeze.
She's got one good sneeze in her. What is lighter than a feather, but
and
still
yet
a riddle?
Harder to hold.
And yet harder to hold.
Light.
Oh, a fart. Because holding a fart is one of the most difficult things that you could do.
Here's what I'll say. You're warm.
Air.
Red hot almost. But it's
a burp.
A mouth fart.
Burp.
A burp?
I guess it's your breath, which is...
Okay, so that's technically right. I would say breath is a mouth fart.
Yeah, and I would say fart is technically right because you're a big fart breath paddle, and that's the answer.
It's harder to hold your breath. Is it harder to hold your breath than it is to hold a feather? I'm not sure that's true.
The person that wrote this riddle.
How windy? Yeah, where geographically?
I guess for a certain amount of time.
Yeah,
I could do it for long.
You're in one of those. You're in one of those like car dealership money booths that just spits that money around all over the place with a air blower. So that would make it impossible to hold a feather and pretty hard to hold your breath.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a scene. Hayes, I'm going to have you be the best magician of all time, Houdini.
Great. I did a report on him.
Did you really?
In elementary school where my dad came in and held me upside down.
And punched you in the stomach?
Really?
It was a great
Did you pass out?
For my second grade.
That was the last day I ever saw my dad, too.
My dad came in, punched me in the stomach. I died 3 days later. Houdini. So you're going to be Houdini. JPC, you're going to be a fan of Houdini after the show, trying to figure out how he held his breath in that milk tankard.
Milk?
Didn't he famously hold his breath in a milk tankard?
In milk? What's a milk tank?
Well, it's like a cracker
a milk
barrel.
Tankard.
Yeah, it's like a cracker barrel's not necessarily full of crackers.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Ready?
Okay.
I got a question for you. I'm sorry.
Do you want to punch me in the stomach real quick?
I
usually don't start a conversation.
I would love to. I actually thought about punching you in the back when I walked up to you, but I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, just let me get ready first.
Okay.
But then, yes.
Okay. Okay. Just you give me a...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is going to hurt so bad. Okay.
This is you ready?
No. No. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, no. Take your time.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Are you talking to me?
No.
Okay.
You got somewhere to go?
Yeah, I have to. I actually have a table at Cracker Barrel across the street.
You have a reservation at Cracker Barrel?
They do them for me. I've gone enough times that I have a Cracker Barrel rewards card, and they do hold reservations for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Normal people can't get them.
Ready.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
Oh, that's great. That went great.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just didn't have a ton of time to prepare either. It's not. I could do a better punch.
Did you want to have time? Like, maybe instead of talking when we were preparing for this,
would you
could have taken the time to prepare.
This is a weird request, but I'm so much better at kicking than punching. Would you mind if I kicked you in the stomach?
I actually have a reservation at Milk Tank.
Same.
We didn't get to the question.
I think I got my answer.
I'll take my answer off, Mike.
Here's another what am I warm-up ready. I am something that is too much for one, enough for two, but nothing at all for three. What am I?
Marriage.
Love. Too
it
much
is
for one.
Polyamorous.
I'm a poly.
Yeah.
Advocate.
Want a Cracker Barrel? Yeah.
Yes.
Poly, what a marriage. It's a order of egg rolls where there's only two.
It's an order of egg rolls. No, it is something that is too much for one, enough for two, nothing at all for three.
Nothing at all mm-hmm. for three.
Mm-hmm. Enough for two, too much for one.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy.
And it's not tangible.
Okay.
So egg rolls are off the table.
I would eat an egg roll off the floor for fucking sure. How long has it been on the floor? A few seconds?
2 days.
2 days? Hell yeah. There's nothing in there that spoils. Is the answer
those
like
wheelbarrow races?
Yeah, interesting.
Can you explain that?
You know,
human
like
wheelbarrow. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No.
The human.
You put your baby
in
brother in a wheelbarrow,
okay,
and you send it down a hill, and then you tell your mom that you haven't seen
it. Like a Huck Finn thing to do, like in olden days where you just like put a stick across a fence post and that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put my brother in a wheelbarrow.
Okay. Too much for one.
Is it a hole?
Enough for two. Nothing at all for three.
Often the answer to a riddle is a hole.
A hole, an egg, the wind,
silent,
and ice
silence.
Are all the four.
That's also how you make a shitty Captain Planet. Hole.
Ice.
I think my answer is closest.
Okay, you'd be wrong. So this is something that's not tangible.
Okay, not tangible.
Love.
Too much for one, enough for two, nothing at all for three.
Masturbation.
No.
69.
But those two things, you might do this with those two things. Well, I guess with masturbation
love.
Specifically. You would keep it this.
You would keep it
masturbation.
This? 72 degrees.
Privacy.
Privacy?
Secrets.
It's too much for one person and enough for two, but nothing at all for three. So once a third person knows the secret, it's
that ain't
no
secret
longer
anymore,
a secret.
For sure.
Is that true?
Which we saw in Game of Thrones.
If that's true, I need to make four phone calls.
Let's do one more warm-up riddle.
Great. I feel great.
I am something that is filled every morning and emptied every night, except once a year when I am filled at night and emptied in the morning. What am I?
Chamber pot. Piss and shit.
Once a year, filled at night, and emptied in the morning.
But every other day of the year, it's filled every morning and emptied every night.
Oh,
this
I know
it. Christmas
I know it.
Thing.
It's a Christmas thing, right? Is it a Christmas
it is.
Thing?
Yeah,
I know
be.
It. Yep.
Have we had this before?
No.
No, but I figured it out at the same
but
time
But I was
Aaron
just
did.
Already thinking about Christmas, so this worked out.
Well, let's stare at Hayes until...
Aaron, you're
it.
Always thinking about Christmas,
yeah.
right? You have
constantly,
a constant Christmas
yeah.
monologue going
on. It's
in
like
your
a
head.
Macy's Christmas out of my head all the time.
And you are kind of Tim Allening into a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, that's just my hormones.
What a polite way to say somebody's gaining weight. Like, oh, Bethany, are you Tim Allening?
I am going gray at the rate that he does in that movie. My mom was fully gray by 30, so I...
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm like ready to go.
That's like Jean Grey level shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you have six more years, huh?
No. I'm older than
I
that.
I just want to clarify, was Jean Grey known for having gray hair? Is that why she's called that? I don't remember that being the case.
Maybe?
Yeah, Storm had more gray hair than Jean.
Yeah,
that's true. Yes.
Rose got a big white streak.
and we can all agree, Jubilee is just garbage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fireworks is not a power.
On the 4th of July, it is.
All right.
All right.
All right, Aaron.
All right.
This is a Christmas riddle, not a 4th of July
okay, yeah,
riddle.
Christmas.
The Christmas jug.
This is my favorite.
Phil, I grew up in a Unitarian household. We didn't really have these exclusive religious traditions where we worshipped God.
Unitarian is Christmas or chicken and fish.
GPC and Aaron, do you want to say the answer on three? One, two, three.
Christmas sock.
Stocking.
It's a stocking.
Oh,
yeah. So
nice.
Every morning you fill it and
yeah.
empty it every night with your feet. And then once a year you hang it by the chimney if you're rich as hell. And you, I guess, is chimney, it'd be fireplace.
Fireplace.
You don't hang stuff by the chimney.
Yeah, but
stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
But the chimney is external, right?
My good boy, you need a chimney if there's to be a fireplace. Unless it's
and
for
Santa
show.
Won't come to your house if you don't have
this
a fireplace.
This riddle implies that you go around wearing a Christmas sweater every other day of the year until it's time to hang it up.
I see. I didn't take it that way.
How Santa know
you
it's
said
yours?
Filling a sock, and I thought you meant like jerking off into a Christmas sock
in the morning.
Yeah. You know when your mom does the laundry and she finds your Christmas
first
stocking and it's
morning.
All stiff?
You can't open it.
And then that's the one that you hang above. Yeah.
And then at night, you just dump it out. Get ready
fill
for the next
the
day.
It's like pouring sand out of a boot.
You let 16 hours go by, and then you dump it. It's a bad podcast, right?
Yeah, just everyone in your mind's eye, picture the viscosity of cum in a sock.
I don't think you need to.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. You don't tell our listeners.
I think you were having an okay day before this, and I don't think we need to ruin it.
We're gonna transition into our main course, Puzzies and Riddies.
I can only assume if people are listening to this, their day is horribly off track.
They've been kidnapped and someone's playing this.
You're in a psychopath's dungeon.
Carrie Elwes is there.
Yeah. A man is putting lipstick on in front of a mirror, listening to a riddle podcast.
Tucking his dick between his legs. I feel like the funniest thing on Twitter, every once in a while, we'll get people who are listening to this podcast and like their head in a public place and their headphones fall out or something. Uh-huh. And then it blasts the audio for the whole train to hear when it's in the middle of GPC saying, like, I'll have the cum sandwich or something. A lot of people have lost their jobs. Here we go. Here's our first main puzzle. Adults are holding, this is another, I won't say it because that'll ruin it. Adults are holding children waiting for their turn. The children are handed one at a time, usually, to a man who holds them while a woman shoots them. If the child is crying, the man tries to stop the crying before the child is shot.
Christmas.
Perfect timing.
Not loving the gendering.
Classic riddle thing.
Of both, I guess, the elf and Santa Claus.
That's true.
And right? It says a woman shoots them, so it's
the woman. The elf is a woman. My argument is the elf has to be a man.
Will Ferrell, hashtag Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
If I see an elf, I'm pulling those pants down and looking at the genitalia. Did you? Because I want to know.
Elf was originally cast with Delta Burke.
Ew. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. It could be a lie.
It is.
I'd like to see a scene.
Yes.
And the three of you are in line to see Santa, and one of you really wants to spill the beans about him not being real.
Okay, great. What are you guys going to ask Santa for?
I brought this Sears catalog, and I circled with a marker everything I want, so I'm just going to hand him the catalog.
Oh, can I see that?
I hope he makes good, yeah.
Oh, you just circled all of the people that could be your dad's faces?
Yeah, all I know is two things about my dad.
Uh-huh.
He was a male model.
Sure.
And he threw footballs. So one of these 14, I've narrowed it down to 14 men.
Wow,
seriously. This one is Brett Favre, so I don't think it's him.
Couldn't be.
Yeah.
And this is an advertisement for football?
Huh?
Okay.
Just in the catalog.
You can buy football in the Sears catalog now. I mean, I didn't know. That's what it says.
What?
Yeah, you can buy football. What about you, Brian?
What do you want for Christmas?
So this is such a great question. I haven't really thought about this.
What?
I'm sort of here. I just kind of want whatever's left.
That's
whatever's left over.
Wow, you're a real martyr.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like that. Like my understanding is there's a lot of stuff left.
Yeah.
That is just sitting there after all the toys have been delivered. And just as like a wholesaling opportunity, I think that there's like a lot of options.
Yeah, this
for
goes
the leftover stuff.
They basically put this all into like strip mall retail outlets throughout the rest of the year, and then people can buy it at a reduced price.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably a good get. You're probably going to get some top shelf stuff at like a lower cost,
and a hand cart to like get it out. I also need that. Yeah. And a truck.
Yeah.
60-wheel truck,
yeah, 16-footer at least, maybe a 24.
Brian, I hate to ask you this in line, and it's the season, but are you poor? Are you a poor?
That again, such a great question. And I just love, by the way, can I just say I love catching up with you guys
every year. It's so great.
Our one opportunity.
Well, we miss you at school. Once you got taken out of school because of what you were wearing, all those burlap sacks, we miss you.
We miss you so much.
And the lice, and the course of lice. But you look good with a shaved head.
You look great with a shaved head. A lot of people would make them look like a white supremacist, but for you...
But you look like Michael Chiklis.
Thank you.
Who does not look like a white supremacist?
You have to, you know, it's December now, and this is
for
burlap
sure.
sack season.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are seeing me in, like, May and, like, September. Sometimes September, of course, can be really hot. The burlap is not great, and I have to be taken out of school for heat exhaustion. Uh-huh. But right now, I'm thriving.
Yeah, another thing was school was more than just May and September. So it was weird just seeing you for, like, 60 days.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aren't you kids a little old to sit on Santa's lap? You look like you're 15.
I'm 26.
Who are you calling kid?
See? That is bleak. Two of those people still believe that Santa exists.
In my mind's eye, I pictured Hayes with glasses that were made from sticks and then just had Saran wrap over them. Because to me, that's the epitome of poor.
That's just scrappy. That's just
I think we got it, but can we just, for the sake of listeners, can we say what the answer to the riddle is?
Well, I don't remember it, my dear.
Yeah,
boy.
I don't really. Like,
well, the answer is that it's kids getting their picture taken with Santa, which we did a scene about, so obviously that's the answer. There was another answer to this, and I love when riddles say that there's two answers, because it means that they're not sure, like they poorly constructed it. The other answer is, or the man is a doctor, and the woman is a nurse who is giving the child injections.
Yeah, okay, and that
but
is properly
But that implies
gendered.
That there's like this line of parents just one by one handing off their children for injections.
This is the apocalypse.
Yeah.
This is a measles outbreak, and now everyone's rushing to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccinate your kids, everyone.
Or don't.
Or
get
don't.
Attention.
Next riddle here. A man is alone on an island with no food and no water.
Castaway.
Yet he... That's what it is.
Yes.
Wilson. Okay. Wilson the volleyball.
Easy. Very easy one.
Man fuck the volleyball. He used ice skate, kill fish.
A man is alone on an island.
Uh-huh.
It's Andy Samberg. A man is alone on an island
Every
with no
an
food
island.
And no water, yet he does not fear for his life. Why?
When he says he's alone on an island, it's E-Y-E. He's at Island, the optometrist discount store, and he's not afraid because he knows he's going to get a great
food and
deal
water
on glasses.
Elsewhere.
It's Gilligan. He's on the set of a TV show, and he can just go to Crafty as soon as they call cut and get donuts and candy and water.
I'll take
show.
It. Let's move
he
on.
He wasn't alone. Yeah. Famously.
Fuck. Famously. That show was
and
casted.
But it was his island.
And they had tons of food all the time. They lived great.
It was coconut phones and coconut beds.
And that's Marianne died from gout, right?
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Well known.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
All right. On an island, all alone, no food or water, but he's not afraid?
He's not afraid for his life.
He's delirious.
What's the wording at the beginning?
A man is alone on an island with no food and no water, yet he does not fear for his life.
Because he's a boat.
Is he dead?
He's a boat.
He's
How'd
a boat.
The boat get there?
The man's a boat.
He's a boat.
I want to see a scene. This is a clear ripoff, blatant ripoff of Knight Rider.
Sure.
Only this is Day Boater. So this is Day Boater. Hayes will be the voice of the boat.
Okay.
Okay.
A la David Hasselhoff, JPC, or no, the teacher, Mr. Feeny from... right? Hasselhoff was the driver.
Yes, so, I'm sorry.
JPC, you'll be the captain of the boat.
I thought you were making me Mr. Feeny in this scene. I was like, what is this?
Deep zigzag.
What do you want to see?
So Hayes is the voice of the boat. JPC, you're the Hasselhoff role. You're the captain, solo captain of the boat.
Got
and
it.
You solve crimes.
And I solve crimes.
Yeah.
Oh, what's my boat's name?
The
show's called Day Boater.
Yeah, it's called Fuckface. The USS Fuckface.
Okay. All right, FF. We got a real mystery on our hands.
Okay, I'm hoping this is a water-based mystery. I just want to...
Well, I mean, we'll go with it.
So many times we have started to have this conversation, and then it just is something that I cannot help you with.
We'll
because
go.
It's
All right.
a land-based
FF.
Mystery.
We'll go where the clues lead us. Now, this woman is here because her husband has been kidnapped.
My husband has been kidnapped, and it wasn't me.
Okay.
I'm not the one who kidnapped my husband. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Great.
Okay.
Helping you get my husband.
We would never assume. Now, where was your husband last seen? And please say the water. Please, please, please say the water.
He was in an airplane.
Okay. Okay, FF, that's not necessarily bad.
Over a desert.
Okay. Oh, boy.
But then it took a turn.
Yes. Okay, we're back in.
And we were by a lake, but the lake was dry.
All right.
Okay. I know you don't like when I jump in on solving the mystery.
Yeah,
right. I don't want to overstep, but just in the interest of time.
Most of you is a boat.
I just want to point out that she did say almost too urgently that she didn't do it. That was suspicious
That's
to
suspicious
me.
For you?
And also, it sounds like she was there. She was saying she was on an airplane with her husband when he was kidnapped.
FF, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what I thought we were doing.
We have a 42-minute show. Uh-huh. To film, so when you solve the
again,
the
and
mystery.
I preface this saying I knew you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I accept your preference or your preface, but work with me here, okay? Can we at least red herring it? Can we think about some, you know, just another angle that this could have gone?
Okay,
I mean she obviously kidnapped and killed her husband. She's covered in blood. she's got a knife in her purse.
But
that,
it could be that suspicious old man over there.
It's all that man works at the dock. We try to use him every episode. It's never him.
Red herring. His name is Red Herring.
He's a pervert for sure. You're an old pervert, right?
That's right.
But he's not a killer. Adel, you didn't want to play the pervert
We're
on the dock?
We're so sorry we keep making you old perverts on docks. We're so sorry.
You dress this way when you come to record, yeah. You're going to be an old pervert
My
on the
mom
dock.
Listens to this show, and she's real upset with you, too. Any ideas what's going on with this situation? This
oh, I forgot
island?
We were doing
yeah,
that.
We another have riddle. To solve God damn it. That is a really tough one. An island. Is this going to be one where I'm pissed?
Oh, yeah. Okay. These are all, it's all like lateral thinking where it's like, it was actually this situation.
Okay. Yeah. Is the island a literal island? Or is it like an every man is an island metaphor island?
Is it Gullah Gullah?
It may not be the dictionary definition of an island, but it is an island.
Is like food and water like available in another spot? Can they get off
Absolutely.
The island? They can
Absolutely.
Get off the island.
And we're like on land. There's no water involved in any of this. Is this like a traffic island?
It is a traffic island.
Okay.
The word
and
for
I
word.
I feel like I've solved
yeah,
it.
Yeah. The island is a traffic island. Mm. Which I this may be original thing. I feel like I always call those median. What is it? Medians?
Yeah.
The stretch of land in between two
Well,
roads?
So you didn't grow up in Neverland like me. I was taken as a boy to follow Whimsy. And
with your little top hat and stuffed animal from your bed in England.
And we lived on traffic island.
Your therapist strictly said to never say the phrase, I was taken as a boy.
The guy's not scared for his life. There's cars everywhere. Yeah. If he
cars
steps
are scary.
Forward at the wrong time,
cars
he's
are like
dead.
Man-made water. Yeah,
Hayes brings same. Up a great point. Is this man going to eat and drink the cars?
Cars.
Thank, and thank you yeah. so much for breaking this up. So,
cars are the sharks of land. Yeah. Remember when Chevy Chase played that car in SNL?
They can't stop driving or they die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Range Rovers famously can't stop driving or they'll die.
And little bicycles clean the teeth of the cars. Yeah,
that's why they're so bad for the environment. They're single use.
They're like tissues.
You can tell you're poor because you don't think cars are single use.
Next puzzle.
Oh, boy. Next puzzle.
A woman came home with a bag of groceries, got the mail, and walked into the house. On the way to the kitchen, she went through the living room and looked at her husband, who had blown his brains out.
Ooh, Jesus okay. Christ!
What the hell?
I feel like I was not prepared for that.
Oh my God.
She continued to the kitchen, put away the groceries, and made dinner. What's going on?
Now, these I like, and I can say I do have a history with.
oh no!
Well, I don't think of these as written. These like lateral thinking puzzles.
Yeah.
Well, like,
this is an obituary.
Had, like, books of the. Oh, okay, got it. We're not doing the riddles anymore. This I read books of a ton of books of these when I was
like lateral thinking problem.
Yes,
oh,
I love these. Now he blew his brains out. Mm-hmm. I have a friend named Nick Weiger who can do this.
And that's.
It's a rare skill, but that's my answer.
And presumably, his wife is so familiar with his ability
yeah,
to do
she
this
just, like,
that she wouldn't give it a
maybe
second thought.
Sighs a little bit and moves on to the kitchen, but she knows not to talk to him while he is doing
She
this.
Also goes about her business knowing that he probably already had a full meal for his podcast mm-hmm, earlier, mm-hmm. So he's not interested in dinner.
He's a doughboy. So,
so she doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't need to talk to him about dinner. Yeah, boy, oh boy. Okay, that's got to be the answer, right?
That is not the answer.
Whoa, interesting. Mm.
A hint is to think about the timing of everything.
Say again, the whole thing.
I feel like a waiter who just read the specials.
Clams. I didn't mention clams.
Clams. Period.
Clams.
Yeah. A woman came home with a bag of groceries, got the mail, and walked into the house. On the way to the kitchen, she went through the living room and looked at her husband, who had blown his brains out.
He's in an urn.
Yeah, it's a picture of him.
It's a portrait of him over the fireplace.
Uh-huh. The husband had killed himself some time ago. The wife was looking at his ashes in an urn on the mantelpiece.
I got bad news for her and the writer of this riddle. There's all kinds of other shit mixed up in there. That's not your husband.
Yeah, that's mostly salt.
Yeah.
You could put that on breakfast and it would be fine.
She seems really nonchalant about her husband being dead. I think she killed him. And made it seem like suicide.
Well, there's a detective in a boat that are still working on this. They're like 35 minutes away from solving this. Also, I like to imagine that it's not an urn. It's a portrait of him doing it. to commemorate
that moment forever.
Otherwise, why would you phrase it that way?
I'd like to see a scene. Aaron, you are a wife who just came home. JPC, you're a husband in the living
Classic
room.
Classic character for me, a wife that's just come home. I love being a woman.
Let me finish. Just came home from the war, where you're a sergeant in the Marines.
Shut up. Just what did you want me to
Empowerment.
Do?
Empowerment.
Should we let her have a name for this one?
Catherine Wife.
wait, what was the scene that you set up?
So you just came home from Trader Joe's. We'll give them a nice hefty plug. Hoping to get some free frozen Indian food. And
please
JPC,
send us loose chili.
JPC, you're a husband who's waiting at home for her, and you've been known to pull a prank or two.
Okay.
Why, hello, hello.
Put your pants on.
Why? Why ruin the surprise?
There's no surprise. You're not wearing pants.
And I'm also not wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm not wearing socks or underwear as well.
But you're wearing a hat.
Yeah, it's a goofy hat. Are you ready for what comes next?
I got cauliflower crust.
Gorsh! Maybe we could... Cauliflower crust? That makes me want to fuck.
I figured we'd put some vegetables and maybe...
Gorsh,
some vegan
don't you want to fuck? Gorsh, don't this make you horny?
I thought maybe we could.
Catherine, what's wrong? You love it when I... Goofy fuck surprise you.
Should I come in now? Is it time to fuck three times?
Is that your brother?
No, it's not. It's Mickey Mouse. Ken is not here.
Ken.
Huh?
Come on out.
Yeah?
You know what? Are we just one of those boring couples that just eats Trader Joe's for dinner and we don't have a three-way with my little brother anymore? Is that what we are now? Have we gotten so predictable?
Okay, you invited my mom.
First of all, the situation invited your mom. The situation called for your mom to be here. Do you not love me anymore?
No, I'll go put on my costume. Let's do this.
Oh, she's dressing as Spider-Man.
Say.
Somebody draw that?
No.
No, I'm joking. Don't do that.
No, please don't.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll come back with more Puzzies and Riddies.
Okay.
Adam, that's fine.
Well, yeah, I need to verbally get a yes from
consent.
JBC,
yes.
Yes. Aaron,
of course.
Yes. Hayes.
A quick break?
In your writer, it says...
Yeah, we're going to give you a Nestle quick break.
Okay, yes.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be able to
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving BlueNile.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back with another episode of Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights. We're all saying it, right?
Aaron, can I get 10% less from you?
Yeah.
Hollywood Nights.
Thank you.
I tried to not use any of my mouth muscles. Like Hollywood Nights.
That's also how you kiss, right?
Yeah, just totally relax your whole face. Yeah. Don't move a muscle.
And Aaron believes firmly that we don't have to make sounds when we kiss. Yeah. Humans choose to do that. Yeah. But you can do it in silence.
You're really doing it right if you start to drool. Just a little drool goes out of your mouth. And all you can hear is teeth, baby.
Boy, oh boy.
It ain't a kiss till I hear the clink of those teeth.
Every kiss begins with clink.
Ew. I'm done kissing forever now.
I would like to just like ADR all of that sound off of movies whenever people kiss and just replace any sound they make
with
teeth clinking.
two coconuts, like a wedding toast. Is there a wedding toast happening? Nah, they're making 7 minutes of heaven.
That would be unlistenable. And that's coming from someone who records this podcast.
Well, speaking of kissing, let's kiss the tip of this riddle dick.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Is that a fun segment?
Yes, very natural.
I had that written down, hoping someone would bring up kiss.
Yeah.
And if not, I had a puzzle about Gene Simmons.
There's an
dick or riddle.
Shaped hole at that wall right now.
That Aaron-shaped hole looks a lot like Tim Allen turning into Santa Claus.
Come on!
Looks like
leave me alone!
Her exiting needed more power.
I'm getting
Isn't that his catchphrase, more power?
From the Santa Claus?
I will have to say something. I think it was a Santa Claus 2. I saw it in theaters when I was a child, and I remember thinking the beginning of it was so romantic. It was like two 14-year-olds almost kissing in the second or third Santa Claus. I remember thinking, this is so romantic.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with... I don't remember the movie.
I think it's like his son like almost has his first kiss.
Oh, was he in the fireplace watching him?
No, he ruins the moment, though. I forget how.
By
but killing
I just
Santa
was
like, Claus. This is what love is.
Here we go. David entered a restaurant where a crowd of people were enjoying a meal. When the people saw David, they dropped their forks and fled the restaurant. Mm-hmm. What happened?
It's Medieval Times. He's the Black Knight.
Medieval Times, Black Knight, made famous by the cable guy. JPC's favorite movie?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually fucking hated that movie growing up. I don't know. I haven't rewatched it, I guess, at all. But I remember seeing it once and being like, I don't like it. I think I wanted it to be more Ace Ventura.
It's his Little Nicky, right?
Yeah. What?
What?
Where it's like...
Everybody gets one.
Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler both got to a point in their careers. At the apex of their careers, I think they were told, like, whatever character choice you want to make. And then Adam Sandler did the Little Nicky voice, which is, like, unlistenable.
Yeah.
And Jim Carrey gave the cable guy a lisp.
How dare you?
Or it's like Samuel L. Jackson in Kingsman, where he's just like, I'm going to make this choice, and you can't stop me, because at this point, I have all the clout.
Meryl Streep and Julia.
Oh, hello!
He just like, do whatever you want.
Or she's playing the Swedish Chef.
You know this character is based on a real person, right?
Who?
Yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, my favorite part of Julia is when he tries to win back her ex-wife and her kids.
Oh, my God.
I'll be making buttered chicken for the boys. I miss you, Caroline.
Can you read it again?
What's the fucking riddle?
David entered a restaurant where a crowd of people were enjoying a meal. When the people saw David, they dropped their forks and fled the restaurant. What happened?
So it's a crowd enjoying a meal with forks.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
David was a horse.
What's the name of the son of Sam?
Berkowitz.
David Berkowitz. Yeah. That's who it is.
It's close. It's David Arquette.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Everyone drops their forks.
Is David an animal?
Yes.
I knew it.
Are people animals, in your opinion?
You ever seen BoJack Horseman?
Yeah.
Yeah. People,
great.
People can be animals, but they have to make a pun.
Is he like a cockroach or something?
Even closer.
to
a rat.
A cockroach. Even closer than what?
I guess earlier Aaron said horse.
Okay,
so I'm going off that. So closer
like,
than a horse.
I do like even closer
a
is a way for
a
you
rat.
To be like, go even closer.
Lean into the mic is what I'm saying. I don't know if you've done it. Have you done this is embarrassing.
You got to be right up on it.
Marsh, can we stop for a second? Hayes,
that's
you want to keep like a pinky apart. So put your thumb to your chin and put your pinky up here.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Okay, and then I've never done
You want to like humming.
So
like,
I'm not supposed to put my entire lips over the mic as
no,
I'm talking.
No, the clinking picks up.
That
clinking.
That's also how you want to eat ass. You want to get about a pinky length away.
Ew. That's
Don't
too
say
far.
Ew.
I'm just saying that's too far.
To get away?
No, you got to relax your whole face and not use any muscle.
And if you drool a little bit while eating ass, that's the ideal situation.
Okay, now we can start recording
again. So, Mars, pick it up.
So David is a rat?
This creature eats rats for fucking breakfast.
It's a mobster.
A lobster?
A raccoon.
A mobster.
A mobster.
Have you seen that Colin Farrell movie?
Dressed as a mobster.
The mobster? Where if you don't fall in love, you turn into a mafioso?
Yeah. When he claws his own claws out?
Yeah, his own claws out. Uh-huh, just like Tim Allen. And
It's not a rat. It eats rats? Mongoose.
It eats
rats.
Colder.
Cat.
Colder.
A snake.
Raccoon.
A snake. It's a snake. It's a python.
Is
okay.
It really?
Now, yeah, this one does check out for me because if the python got into a restaurant, it probably does have an owner, some creep who could conceivably have named it.
Gave it a
like
first
David.
Name.
Yeah.
Unless I'm at fucking Rainforest Cafe and then I'm just going to be like, this is part of the ambiance here and I love it. And that's why I'm eating a $15 French fry meal.
Have you ever been to Run Forest Cafe?
Is the Rainforest Cafe known as being like the most expensive restaurant
in Chicago?
My boyfriend used to request to go there for every birthday because he's like, this is decadence.
I used to go there for work lunches. I would like take people. I was like, we're going to go to Rainforest Cafe. You'd make a reservation at like 10 a.m. and you'd show up and there'd be no one there.
I want to see a quick scene.
Sure.
Hayes, you're going to be one of the authors or critics for Michelin. Tire company that also does food reviews, mm-hmm. famously. And JPC, you are a server at Rainforest Cafe. Obviously, you recognize this Michelin critic, and you're trying to impress him.
Gotcha. Hello, sir. Welcome. Have you had a minute to look over the menu? Can I get you another water, a little refill?
I would like a different chair. Okay. You may not have noticed my body is made of tire.
Oh, I just thought you were kind of Tim Allen Santa Claus.
I am a pile
yes.
of tires.
Yes,
of different size.
We can find you another chair. This table has four chairs. Would any of these do? We could also go get you a chair from the office. They're rolly with wheels on the bottom.
Yes, I would like Aaron chair.
Perfect. We will. We can absolutely accommodate that. Have you had a minute to look at the menu?
Excuse me, sir. My son, he threw up on one of the gorillas up there. I'm really mad at you. I don't know why it's your fault, but I feel like this is on you.
Yes, absolutely.
It's my son's birthday, too. Fix it quickly.
We will have the gorilla apologize to your son.
Thank you so much.
It is a man wearing a costume, and he will clean that up immediately, and I am so sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. We'd like our meal for free.
Okay. And we'll give you 50% off.
We would like our meal for free.
We'll give you your meal for free.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Direct eye contact. Could I tell you about our specials?
I would like the toucan.
Okay. Now, we don't necessarily have... And yes, we can do that.
What is the name of this restaurant?
This is the Rainforest Cafe.
I would like the toucan.
Okay, we can bring you a bowl of Fruit Loops. That is something we have like a bacon maple Fruit Loop glaze on most of our dishes here. So we could just siphon the Fruit Loops off and give you a bowl of that. That's as close to toucan as we could give you.
You can do this.
Sir, I'm so sorry. In the back, Josh. Sir, I'm so sorry. I want to apologize as his manager. I want to also let you know I am French, so we can slip into our native tongue.
They're kissing. It's just clank, clank, clank.
Oh, it's so strong.
My native tongue.
Kissing.
So, yes, David was the name of the python who escaped from the local zoo and found himself entering a crowded restaurant.
What a fun backstory. What an adventure for him.
Maybe David just wanted to try that restaurant. Leave mm-hmm. the snake alone.
We bought a zoo. We bought a python.
Next one here. The man opened the door, screamed, and then was found dead a few minutes later. No gunshots were heard in the area. What happened?
He saw his own reflection.
Okay, and I assume, like, we're ruling out any other type of weapon?
He was stabbed.
Just like not a very interesting riddle. It is open to
It was
that.
A silencer. The guy had a silencer.
Okay.
I think we can rule out all weaponry.
Okay. So he...
opened the door, screamed, and then was found dead a few minutes later. No gunshots were heard in the area.
He opened a bathroom stall door. Mike Myers, as fat bastard, was taking a big dump in the stall, and the smell knocked the guy dead.
Open elevator shaft.
That's so smart. That's so smart.
Thank you.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
is that it?
Can we just leave it at that?
Just so we're all clear, I don't know if Hayes was so much giving an answer to that riddle, but he did say open elevator shaft into his watch. So.
I just remembered I left it closed at home.
It seems more.
I have a smart house.
This is like sinister.
A Bond villain who's setting a trap right now.
It's a reminder.
I have a bar that I need to open early today.
So the man is falling down, but it's not an elevator shaft.
Oh. Okay. So why would he say open elevator shaft?
The door was a window, and he fell out of a building.
No, a door's a door.
Okay.
Falling out of a building is closer.
The man opened a door, screamed. And then a few minutes later, he died.
He expected a porch, but there was no.
So I'll say that the people who witnessed this, who were scarred for life, saw him open the door and knew he was going to die, but it took a few minutes for him to die.
Okay, so it was one of those mobile homes that can live on the back of a truck. He opened it up, stepped out. The truck was going like 60 miles an hour down the highway.
A tiny
and
home.
He just rolled and got like hit by multiple cars.
How Indiana of you to say a mobile home that lives on the back of a truck?
Also, most mobile homes, Adel, actually, if you'd watch the fucking documentary, most mobile homes are fucking transported.
And the name of that documentary?
Most mobile homes.
Most mobile homes. MMH.
Can you give us another hint?
Altitude.
Airplane.
It's an airplane. The man was on an airplane when he fell to his death after opening the door. Isn't the pressure on a door on an airplane while in flight insane? Like, don't you have to basically be like John Cena?
Just the pressure to open that door is so immense. I mean, everyone on the plane is looking at you. They want you to open the door. You're expected to do it.
Your dad's there.
Can I say, speaking of being on a plane, Aaron and I got on a plane yesterday to come here to Los Angeles. That's the way that you get here from Chicago, unless you want to take a car or a train or a boat. But there was a man who was on the plane who had a bag of what looked to be pizza. I can't remember. It was like Home Run Inn pizza. And he was constantly walking down the aisles after most of the plane had boarded. And he was just like looking for an open seat. And like everyone who saw this man coming, like, did not want a man who had a bag full of pizza to sit next to them. Nope. So I think like people were like making themselves as big as possible to like dissuade him from choosing a seat. And it was like hot potato, Russian roulette, just people panicking, not wanting pizza
that
man.
And JPC, you're being really
cruel
right now.
I was protecting you. And it was a bag of loose squirrels.
Ready for another.
Here we go. A man is returning from Switzerland by train. If he had been in a non-smoking car, he would have died. That's all you get.
The car was smoking because there was a bomb on the train. Bomb smoke.
Switzerland.
A man was returning from Switzerland by train. If he had been in a non-smoking car, he would have died. I will say, having read the answer, this is maybe the worst riddle of all time.
Is it like it's blocking him from seeing something because of smoke? Is it a sight thing?
No, the cigarettes saved his life. So
Saved his life?
Yeah, so if he had been in a non-smoking car, he would have died. So the cigarettes themselves actually saved his life.
Switzerland matters?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hayes was reading my t-shirt.
All Switzerland's matter.
It's a cause I truly believe
in. I know
in.
It's offensive. I just don't know how.
I know I shouldn't be saying it, and I shouldn't have bought the t-shirt. But I saw it at a duty-free store at the airport, and I had to buy it.
It's something to do with his health. He would have
Dying.
Yes. Yeah,
dying has to do with this.
Oh,
health.
Come on.
Does the answer to this riddle have anything to do with it being set in the past?
No.
No, gotcha. Okay, cool.
Like he would have had a heart attack or something if he didn't smoke a cigarette.
Nope.
Was he smoking the cigarette?
No, but he saw others.
He saw others smoking cigarettes. Boy, oh boy. So, because There was so much cigarette smoke. There was a laser pointer from a sniper rifle, and the laser, he saw the laser coming and ducked down.
Catherine Zeta-Jones and the, yep.
Yeah. Entrapment. It's actually the movie Entrapment. Mm-hmm. And he climbed backwards, and he real slinky.
That movie saved his life.
The most sexual pairing, Catherine Zeta-Jones, age 32, and Sean Connery's like last movie.
I thought you were going to say Catherine Zeta-Jones, age 32, and Michael Douglas.
That's a sexy pairing.
What a power move to say you got cancer from eating out your wife.
That was the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Not a hot take, but just reminded me. I don't think we're going to get this, so I'm going to say the answer.
No, fuck you. Okay. I'm betting on myself. I think I can get this.
I'll give a hint.
Yeah,
I'll give you some breadcrumbs.
Yes.
The man is returning from...
Can we also have a hint?
eat the breadcrumbs and we'll see where we're at.
But also, I have way too much salad. Just a few more breadcrumbs.
I want to make these seagulls explode. So the man is returning from Switzerland from a surgery. That's a hint number one. And hint number two is that keep in mind that trains go through tunnels.
Okay.
In Switzerland, they do.
That's a big Swisser.
Someone lit a cigarette in a tunnel, and he didn't see it or something?
No, he did see it, and that's what saved his life.
He saw the lit cigarette in the tunnel.
He saw the glowing ember.
Because the whole train is black. It's in darkness.
If he had been in a non-smoking car, and he went through a tunnel, and through a mountain, he would have killed himself. And he just returned from surgery.
Was it
got it.
Was it? Oh.
He got surgery to fix his blindness. And he took off his blindfold at the exact moment when they were going through a tunnel. Mm-hmm. If he had been in a non-smoking car, he wouldn't have seen the lit cigarettes around, and he would have, I guess, choked himself to death because the surgery didn't work. Uh-huh. But it did, and he saw the lit cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. And famously in the EU, they blindfold their patients.
Yeah.
Hayes got it. Correct.
So, yeah. So what happens when you get that surgery is your head is all bandaged. You say, bring me a mirror. They say, no, sir, please don't make us. You say, bring me a mirror. And you smash someone's hand in glass.
You're super messed up. Mm-hmm. Hey, blind people are probably like, what the hell?
Probably the hardest and worst riddle we've ever had. And Hayes solved it. The man used to be blind. He's returning from an eye operation, which restored his sight. He spent all his money on the operation. So when the train, which had no internal lighting, goes through a tunnel, he thinks he's gone blind again and decides to kill himself. But before he could do it, he saw the lit cigarette of people who were smoking and realized he could still see.
That parenthetical, which had no internal lighting, is doing a lot of work.
A lot of heavy lifting.
In this riddle. We're just supposed to accept that the train has no
hands.
Lights on the inside.
So the train that comes back from the blind hospital that specialized in the surgery, we're noticing a lot of the patients don't make it through the tunnel. do we think that there's maybe a mechanical thing on the train that could be... Well, no, we need the train dark. People like their sleep.
One more riddle?
Oh, yes.
I'd love one.
That's perfect for this show because that's the whole fucking premise.
Hayes, I need you to just say that you want a riddle.
I'll take four more.
Legally, if
guess
you don't,
what the guest wants.
If you don't consent to these riddles, we can't give them to you.
A man dies of thirst in his own home.
Is he horny? Mm. He's on Instagram.
Nice.
Nice, KBC. Nice.
That's the most I've ever wanted. Nice.
You can die of that, like a high school kid is just like, if I don't like get satisfied at this point, you've been like teasing me so long, I could die.
That's my blue balls.
Yeah. I'll be honest, if that can't happen, then the movie that I wrote is absolutely fucking worthless. No one's gonna buy it.
Can we just go around and say in grade school ish or when you were a kid, like who was the first celebrity that you had a crush on? Mine was Kathy Ireland, which dates me. Yeah.
I think I've said this in the show before, but I wrote fan mail to John C. Reilly. I was in love with him.
I think it was
grade school. What movie is this? Chicago?
Magnolia.
Honestly, Chicago. I wrote him a letter being like, stop being in movies where women are mean to you. Like, I just want you to be the hero.
But that's his bread and butter.
I know. He's so good at it. I don't know why I was trying to fuck up his career. I was trying to sabotage him.
I think mine was maybe like Jessica Alba from Sin City, but I was in high school.
You said rabbit wrong.
Yeah.
Mine was any cartoon porn that I ever saw. Mine was Lois from Family Guy.
Yeah, mine's probably Lola Bunny or something.
Yeah, I guess if I'm being honest, mine was the Maid Marian Fox from the animated Robin Hood.
Sure. Yeah. Mine was the Terminator when he goes into the sauce. Whole head melt off. That was probably when he just robot body sexy to me.
A friend of ours' first crush that where she like actively wanted to fuck this person was Richard Lewis.
Oh my God, what?
When she was like 12 and yeah. he was in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
He's a sexy man.
Oh, I also liked Atticus Finch. I like that.
The
like,
character or
me.
The...
Yeah.
I guess Gregory Peck. Okay. Wow.
I think the first time I ever was horny was just the idea of Boo Radley. Just the concept of Boo Radley got me all hot and bothered.
Oh, man.
And then what's his name's performance? Richard Duvall's performance sent you over the top. Yeah. You edged, yeah.
Robert Duvall?
Robert, what did I say? Richard Duvall?
Yeah, Napalm in the Morning. Boo Radley.
A man dies of thirst in his own home. So what's going on here?
Man's a fish.
Man's not a fish. Fish can't die from dehydration.
The man is a boat.
Oh, yes.
And now he's
man's a boat who
solves
crimes.
Does he have full access to every part of his home?
Yes.
Okay.
But part of his home might be out of order or malfunctioning, but he has access to every part of his home.
Oh.
I do want to see a quick scene. We're going to revisit
But I know it now, and if we do a scene, I'll forget.
we're going to revisit the boat and the detective.
I think
so we're back
want
on the USS
sure.
Fuckface.
Yeah.
So this is another scene and you are dying of thirst.
This is it for me, FF. I think I've done my last boat ride.
Okay, I know you hate notes.
You're making that guy who hates notes.
I don't want to do I told you so's either. I do think it was a mistake to try and solve a mystery on land as a boat by just approaching the land really fast. We got much farther than I thought.
Yeah, look, hindsight is 50-50. We all understand that, okay? But
now that we're in the position we're in, I'll say you can get out of the boat.
No.
You can.
No. Like, I don't want to.
Just admit, there's water right there.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Y'all need tips from a pervert?
No, we don't need tip. We all know what that means. It's you showing us the tip of your penis. We're not into it.
Asked and answered.
Red, I am so sorry about the dock.
No. It'll grow back.
No, not your dick. The dock. You know what, Red? We don't need a pervert right now.
Suck my dock.
Not going to happen. FF, can I be honest with you? I've only ever wanted to impress you. I've only ever wanted to look smart in front of you.
Oh, my God.
It feels like you think I'm some sort of fucking idiot, and that nothing that I do is right.
Look, I'm so sorry to hear you say that. I could have worked with a million other detectives. I could have left this at any time. I'm a talking boat. I mean, like my shit is in demand. But I chose you, and that's why I want you to live and to go. Drink just a little bit of the lake so you don't die.
Okay. Can you steer us back into the lake?
Again, so I'm on land.
Scene. I love the wherewithal of the boat to be like, to know it's worth, to be like, I'm a talking boat. Like, right. I could have my pick.
I've got options.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Now do forget what I was going to say. No, space station.
I mean, the scene was basically...
Space station?
It's not a space station.
Fuck!
The scene basically was the answer. You just have to word it for me.
Houseboat. Middle of the ocean.
His home is a houseboat, and he has run out of water with an extended cruise.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
And true, you can just drink the salt water, correct?
Yep.
Spit out the salt.
Drink it fast.
Drink it fast.
If you drink it fast, yeah, then you can drink it. Same with anything.
Same with anything. You can drink anything if you do it fast. You can drink fucking rocks if you do it fast.
Are you a Marvel guy? You ever seen Quicksilver?
His powers, he drinks anything super fast.
That's why his name is Quicksilver, is because he ate all that mercury.
Yeah, he drinks Big Grim real fast.
Gives him his power. Hayes, thank you so much for being on. Truly one of our favorite podcasters, so a big thrill for us.
Thank you so much for being on. This was a blast.
Anything you want to plug or promote?
I have too many podcasts at this point to do that.
Can I say that some of my favorite of your podcasts would be Hollywood Handbook, the Hollywood Handbook Pro version, and Hashtag the Flagrant Ones.
Hashtag the Flagrant Ones is our Patreon-exclusive NBA podcast. I'm wearing some merch from it right now that you can't
Pinchy Crabs.
You can't see. but it looks cool.
It's cool as hell.
And I also, if you live in LA, I host a local issues podcast called LA
Ooh,
Podcast. That
very nice.
Is less funny, but still a little bit.
Very nice. JPC, anything you want to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. You can follow me at Instagram at SharkBarkman. If you're ever in Chicago, come see one of our improv shows, World News Tonight, every Saturday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. You can always send us riddles if you have riddles that you'd like us to do on the show to hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
You can listen to my... Aaron, do you want to go ahead?
No,
you took a breath in. Intake
a very deep breath.
This is the most awkward part of the show every week. We have a specific order and we never fucking get
I'm
it right.
I'm going to hold my breath. I'm going to see how hard it is.
No, quick, Aaron, hold this feather.
This is way easier.
You can check out my other podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. You can subscribe to our Patreon for Hey Riddle Riddle. It's patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. $5 a month gets you new episodes every Friday. So check that out.
You can follow me, AaronKeefe10, on Instagram, and I'll plug all my shows and stuff there.
Awesome. And Aaron, you are famously a detective who lives on a certain planet.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Bye.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adil Rifai. Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Emery Parrish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.